Tuesday, incumbent Larry Krasner won the Democratic primary in the race to lead Philadelphia's district attorney's office. His challenger, Pat Dugan, a former municipal court judge, said he did his best to give voters an alternative view of how to run the office.
I feel confident that we did everything we possibly could to bring a new vision to the district attorney's office of Philadelphia.
Dugan could have a second chance to square off against Krasner if he gets more than 1,000 write-in votes that would allow him to run on the GOP ticket in November. Sources close to Dugan's campaign would not officially say whether he would run on the GOP ticket. Erica Dusso defeated Barry Cassidy in Downingtown's Democratic mayoral primary. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports Dusso will face Republican Richard Bryant in November.
If elected in November, Erica Dusso would become Pennsylvania's first openly transgender mayor. She says some thought the idea of a small town in Chester County voting for someone from a marginalized community was impossible. Dusso wants to let people know anything is possible.
And to show that they too, with hard work and determination, can break any barriers, anything that they set their minds to.
Republican Richard Bryant did not immediately respond to a request for comment regarding his campaign. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
In the Pennsylvania GOP primary Tuesday, Maria Batista beat Anne-Marie Wheatcraft in the race for Superior Court. Matt Wolford beat Joshua Prince in the race for Commonwealth Court. Starting this week, Pennsylvania drivers can order license plates with the image of the Liberty Bell on them. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
The plates commemorate America's upcoming 250th birthday and feature the slogan, "Let Freedom Ring," at the bottom. Plates are available for standard vehicles and trucks, including personalized plates. For drivers with specialty plates, such as ones for the military, a special fund, or an organization, switching to the new plate will replace it with a standard plate. For those interested, you can go to PennDOT's website to sign an interest form. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
In sports, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Rockies Tuesday night 7-4. Kyle Schwarber fired off another home run. He's up to a career high of 301 homers. The two teams play their third game of a four-game set in Colorado tonight. Probable pitchers include Taiwan Walker for the Phils and Carson Palmquist for the Rockies. The Phillies are still in that number one spot in the NL East right now. Philadelphia Union host Pittsburgh Riverhounds tonight, and that is part of the U.S. Open Cup. Your forecast, we will have clouds and periods of rain on our Wednesday in Philly with a high of 57, rain at 100%, and it could be falling heavily at times. Rain is pretty likely tonight with a low of 51 and clouds with occasional rain tomorrow up to 56.